Biomass is considered a renewable resource, but it's not included in a state law that applies to other renewable technologies such as solar and wind. When those types of energy resources are installed, homeowners and businesses can save money on their utility bills. They receive credits for the energy they send into the electrical grid. Now, Rhode Island lawmakers want biomass to be added, but environmentalists say that is a bad idea. Erica Nadowski from Acadia Center claims woody biomass is not a clean energy resource.
Burning biomass produces carbon dioxide, of course, and a host of other pollutants, including particulate matter and nitrous oxide.
Rhode Island-based Green Development is contemplating development of a biomass power plant. Spokesman Bill Fisher says the plant wouldn't be economically feasible without this bill. Fisher says the plant would keep hundreds of thousands of tons of wood out of the state landfill.
When you leave wood rotting in a landfill, it produces methane, and it goes up into the atmosphere, and it's more toxic than CO2. And so the status quo right now of 200,000 tons of wood rotting in the landfill is not a good public policy for the state of Rhode Island.
Fisher says Green Development plans to burn wood that is clean, meaning it's free of chemicals like lead paint. But environmentalists say the language of the bill doesn't prevent other companies from burning contaminated wood. The bill has already been approved by the state Senate, and it still needs approval from the full House. Avery Brookins, Rhode Island Public Radio.